Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This show's gonna be a lulu as we celebrate the birthdays of Joe Young, Irving Caesar, and Jack Hilton, play some songs about a joint, and issue a correction. Last week, July 4th, marked the birth in 1889 in New York City of lyricist Joe Young. He started his musical career singing for music publishers in New York, and he had his first hit song in 1914 with Don't Blame It All on Broadway, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet. In 1916, he partnered with co-lyricist Sam M. Lewis, and over the next 14 years, they produced hits such as 5 Foot Two Eyes of Blue, Dinah, Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night, and I'm Sitting on Top of the World. After 1930, Young wrote by himself, coming up with hits including You're My Everything, Was That the Human Thing to Do, and I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. He was a charter member in 1914 of ASCAP and served as a director from 1926 to 1939. He died in New York on April 21, 1939. Here are three from the pen of Joe Young.
Lovers sing sentimental ditty to a sweet, pretty thing. I wanna hum any summer, any fall or spring. There really isn't any season for sweet, pretty things. A ditty that simple will win her for me. It's got to be simple. No deluxe, no delish, no delovely, no. I wanna hum something pretty, something lovers sing. A sentimental ditty to a sweet, lovely thing.
Thank you.
Smith Blue with the Ipana Troubadours, directed by Sam Lennon, and I Used to Love Her by the Moonlight, written by Joe Young, Sam M. Lewis, and Ted Fiorito. That Columbia recording is from April 15, 1929. Before that, it was Fats Waller in his rhythm, singing To a Sweet Pretty Thing on March 18, 1937. And we started the show with another one of those wonderful Columbia vivatonal records, Just a Night for Meditation. That was Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on May 21, 1928. Just a Night for Meditation was written by Joe Young, Sam Lewis, Lou Pollock, and Arthur Lang. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Like Joe Young, lyricist Irving Caesar was born July 4th in New York City, but 6 years later, in 1895. He attended Chautauqua Mountain Institute and the City College of New York, but left to become a stenographer aboard the Henry Ford Peace Ship during World War I. After the war, he happened to meet George Gershwin at a music publisher in Tin Pan Alley, and the two became lifelong friends. Also like Joe Young, Irving Caesar was a member and director of ASCAP. Perhaps Caesar's most famous lyric was for 1924's Tea for Two, with music by Vincent Eumanns, but other of his popular songs include Imagination, Animal Crackers in My Soup, Is It True What They Say About Dixie, and What? No Mickey Mouse? In 1938, he created a series of children's songs called Sing a Song of Safety, which led to Sing a Song of Friendship, a series of 19 songs designed to promote world unity and peace. Irving Caesar died in New York on December 18, 1996, at the age of 101. Here are three from the pen of Irving Caesar.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too, Swanee. You're calling me, Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a G-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a T-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee song.
Who's who now? You want to know? You made me go. Who's who now? You want to say? You had your way. You drifted far apart from me, you didn't care. You took the very heart from me, you didn't spare me. Who's saying, oh, what a break, what a mistake. Who's paying with many a heartache. Who hates you, I don't, love you, I won't, now that I'm through. Who's
sweet and simple, with a dimple in the blush nature's brush painted on you. Sweet and simple, I can still feel the thrill of our first caress and the bliss of your kiss when you whispered yes. Like the simple blushing bride at my side, you'll always be sweet and simple, sweetheart to me.
The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, credited on the label of that March 14, 1934 Vocalion record as Bob Snyder and his orchestra and Sweet and Simple. Ray Henderson wrote the music and Jack Yellen and Irving Caesar the lyrics, which were sung there by George Buechler. Before that, it was Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians with the whole band participating on the vocal to Who's Blue Now, written by George W. Meyer and Irving Caesar. That recording is from February 14, 1928. And we began our tribute to Irving Caesar with Al Jolson singing and whistling January 8, 1920 in Swanee. The song was originally written for the musical revue Demitasse in 1919, where it was a big production number, but it didn't become a hit until Al Jolson heard it and put it in his show Sinbad and made the recording we just heard.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, July 2nd, marked the birth in 1892 in Lancashire, England, of bandleader Jack Hilton. His surname was originally spelled H-I-L-T-O-N, but by the time of his first professional engagement in 1905, he had changed the spelling to the showier H-Y-L-T-O-N. In 1914, he worked as a theater organist at the Alexandra Theater in Camden Town, and in 1920, he joined the Queen's Dance Orchestra in London, which began recording for HMV on May 28, 1921. He began recording under his own name shortly after, and over the next couple of years played at the Piccadilly, the Kit Kat Club, and the Alhambra, where his band stayed for a record 36-week engagement. In 1926, they made their first radio broadcast, and in 1935 starred in their own film, She Shall Have Music. Later that year, Jack disbanded and went to the U.S., where he led a band of American musicians, but he returned to England the following year and reformed his band, which in 1938 starred in their second film, Bandwagon. Between 1927 and 38, the band made 16 European tours, but in 1940, Hilton decided to disband in favor of a second career as theatrical producer and entrepreneur. He died on January 29, 1965, of a heart attack. Here are three from Jack Hilton. Thank you.
Body-doddy-doo, keep the beat and sing body-doddy-doo. It's a treat, just sing body-doddy-doo now. Bands all play and go body-doddy-doo. Folks all sway and go body-doddy-doo. It's okay, just go body-doddy-doo now. Have to let your voice get hoarse and passionate. Oh, but do-ray, it's up to you to take the tune and fashion it your own way. And I say, it's a treat, just sing body-doddy-doo. Can't be beat, just sing body-doddy-doo. Tap your feet, we sing body-doddy-doo now. Bop-bit-doddy, lood-loody-doo-doo, doddy-dop, bop-body-dop-do-dum. Waddle-liddle-dop, bop-body-do, loody-do-dee-doo, hoop-hoop-dee-doo. Bop-bit-doddy, wad-doddy-dop-dow, wait-dee-ba. Da-dee-da, body-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-dot-d
Booge.
Wappa, da dee do, waddy do do dee do do da dee do, little da do, little da do dee do.
Jack Hilton and his orchestra, January 30th, 1930, and Somebody Mighty Like You, with the vocal by Sam Brown. The song's composer, Eddie Ward, was born April 3rd, 1900, in St. Louis, Missouri, and was a prolific composer and songwriter, often writing for films with horror or fantasy themes. Somebody Mighty Like You was written for the picture Paris. No, not the 1926 Joan Crawford silent, but the 1929 Irene Bordoni-Jack Buchanan musical. Before Somebody Mighty Like You, we heard Jack Hilton and his orchestra with Pat O'Malley providing the vocal on Tap Your Feet from October 28, 1930. Tap Your Feet was written by Philippe Brun. I'll bet you didn't know that. Well, I didn't either. Philippe Brun was a French jazz trumpeter who, besides Hilton, also played with Ray Ventura's Collegians, Burt Ambrose, Django Reinhardt, Teddy Stauffer, and others. We began our tribute to Jack Hilton with a very early Hilton recording from October 18, 1921, Laughing Waltz, written by Jack Hilton and Jesse Stamp, trombonist in the band, who was providing some of that instrumental laughing. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. While here in inland Southern California we're experiencing lower than average temperatures, much of the rest of the country is in triple digits. Even when our time comes, though, we won't have the humidity that makes such weather truly miserable. Listener Joe in Ohio was remarking on Facebook that because his air conditioner was having to run constantly to try to keep up, his next electricity bill was going to be a lulu. And I thought, well, there's a segment topic. So Joe and all those suffering through the heat wave, I hope this set of Lulu songs will take your minds off the weather for a few minutes and make things a bit more bearable.
Thank you. look at this. Lula's back in town. My, my, my. Yes, yes, yes. Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lula's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself bootin' there. Lula's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lula's back in town, yeah.
My. Fats Waller and his rhythm once again, this time May 8th, 1935, with Lulu's Back in Town. That was written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren for the Warner Brothers picture Broadway Gondolier, which starred Dick Powell and Joan Blondell. Before that, the Varsity Eight on April 3rd, 1925, were imploring that you don't bring Lulu. Don't Bring Lulu was written by Mort Dixon, Billy Rose, and Lou Brown. We began that Lulu of a set with Harry Reaser's Syncopators and Lulu Lou with the vocal by Tom Stax. The band recorded that several times for different labels under different names, including the Jazz Pilots, Phil Hughes and his Hi-Hatters, the Seven Little Polar Bears, the Denza Dance Orchestra, Earl Oliver's Jazz Babies, Jimmy Johnston's Rebels, and the Diplomat Orchestra. It also appears by other bands under a variety of spellings. Joe, I hope your electric bill isn't as much of a Lulu as that song.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I'm not sure what it says about the crowd I associate with, but I now know three people who have had a TKR, which stands for total knee replacement. Two of them were recent, and I'm happy that friend Dana is now walking without a cane, and listener Patty is now home and will soon be able to negotiate the stairs down to the movie room to watch movies on the giant screen. So with best wishes to Dana and Patty, here's a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about knees, beginning with the Indiana Syncopators.
Thank you. trifling man came home one night and tiptoed to his door. To his despair, his little wifey was there waiting to lay down the law. Said she, "I'm through. I'm really sick of you. Get out, stay out, and be on your way." Well, he dropped down on his knees, cried, "Oh, please." But this is all she had to say. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa. You're really going this time to stay. I've discovered that you're the worst man in this town. Looks like you're fonder of keeping on going low or down. Get up, off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Get right up off your knees, Papa. I'm telling you, you can't win me back that way. Turn in all your keys, Papa, 'cause I've put you out this time to stay. You're so blamed crooked here of late. Looks like it's a hard matter for you to keep your head up straight. So get up. Off your knees, Papa, you can't win me back that way. Anyhow, stand up. When you're making your pleas, no use you wearing out your knees. I heard someone say right next door, "Look mighty strange down there on all fours. Stop it. Down like that. What in the devil anyhow can you be driving at?" So get up and stay up. Off your knees, Papa. You can't win me back that way. Besides, it looks suspicious. And you can't win me back that way.
Do 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 do
popular vocal duo of Fran Fry and Bob Rice with George Olsen and his music, August 21st, 1925, and I'm knee-deep in Daisies and Head Over Heels in Love. That was written by Joe Goodwin, George Little, Paul Ashe, and Larry Shea. Before that, it was Miss Ethel Waters and Get Up Off Your Knees, written by Clarence Williams with the piano accompaniment there by James P. Johnson. That Columbia recording is from August 21st, 1928. We began that Troco Ginglimus set with the Indiana Syncopators with an E and B's Knees from a 78 on the LaBelle label from early 1923. LaBelle records were originally pressed by the Columbia Graphophone Company for the LaBelle Phonograph Corporation of New York, which was founded in 1919 by record wholesaler Max Goldbert. In the last segment of last week's show, I played America the Beautiful by the Shannon Quartet, but incorrectly credited Franklin Bauer, who sang on most Shannon Quartet records, instead of Charles Harrison, who sang on that one. So I'm going to try to make it up to Charles by letting him finish out the show with a solo. Here's Charles Harrison. Charles Harrison trilling his way through Girl of Mine from all the way back on October 1st, 1919. Girl of Mine was written by Harry Freeman. The orchestra was directed by Joseph Pasternak, and the solo violinist was Howard Rette. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.
Thank you.